World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. The most revealing World Cup stories today actually started after the final whistle, because once the confetti settled, the tournament stopped being about who won and started being about what is left behind. FIFA has opened an investigation into Argentina's post-final trouble. Lionel Messi was missing when the squad came home, and the argument around this North American World Cup has turned a lot harsher now that nobody has a match to hide behind. That is where the tournament feels most alive today. If you listened yesterday, the big question was whether Spain's control had settled the tournament's biggest argument. I think today's question is different. What does the first full day after the final tell us about accountability, absence, and the kind of legacy this World Cup actually produced? That is the real turn in the story. Let's start with the clearest hard news development, because this is not just emotional debris anymore. Multiple reports, including BBC and Reuters, said FIFA has opened a disciplinary investigation into post-match trouble involving Argentina after the final. That matters, because once FIFA steps in, the aftermath stops being just one ugly moment and becomes part of the official record of the tournament. The football story ended with Spain lifting the trophy. The institutional story did not. That is where the tension actually is. And for me, this matters beyond the usual post-match moralizing. Big finals always leave bitterness somewhere. But not every final leaves a conduct story strong enough to pull FIFA back into the frame the next day. Argentina's defeat was already painful. Now there is the possibility that the last memory of their campaign is not only the loss, but how the team handled the emotional collapse after it. That matters more than the scoreline. The human face of that Argentina aftermath is still messy. But what changed today is that he became the center of the story by not being there. Several reports focused on Argentina returning home without him, and that absence did a lot of emotional work all by itself. No grand speech, no dramatic scene, just a missing figure in the middle of a homecoming that was supposed to help the country process the loss. Honestly, that's where this gets interesting. Because yesterday, Messi was the defeated star at the end of the final. Today, Messi is something else. He is the space around the story. He is the silence people are trying to interpret. He is the person who carries the symbolic weight of the tournament, even when he is physically missing from the frame. We should be careful not to overclaim what his absence means, because not every absence is a declaration. But emotionally, it changed the whole texture of the homecoming. That is why this story is bigger than it looks. There is also a harder question inside this. Who is carrying the pressure now for Argentina? It is not only Messi. It is Lionel Scaloni. It is the senior core of that squad. And it is the federation that now has to manage a national mood swinging between gratitude and frustration. The team is not just dealing with defeat. It is dealing with the feeling that an era may have bent or even ended in public view. That is the real warning sign. Now, on the other side of the final, Spain's story also changed shape today. Yesterday, the point was that Spain had proved themselves. Today, the point is that they have become the standard. Post-tournament ranking and hierarchy coverage is already moving in that direction, with Spain pushed back to the top of the conversation, and the whole tournament now read through the idea that coherent football beat emotional force in the end. I think that's what people are underestimating. Because once a team wins like this, the burden changes. Spain are no longer the side asking to be admired. They are the side everyone else has to answer. Rodri's authority means something different now. Lamine Yamal's symbolism means something different now, too, even if I'm deliberately not making him today's lead again, because that would repeat the last few episodes without enough fresh reporting. Spain's win is no longer just a final result. It is the opening line of the next cycle. That is the new football reality. And then there is the host story, which I think has become sharper now that the football itself is over. In the last 24 hours, several outlets across the U.S. and Europe pushed much more direct judgments about the World Cup's North American legacy. The money, the ticket prices, the political overtones, the sense that parts of the event were spectacular, but strangely inaccessible. Before the final, those complaints felt like background noise around a giant show. After the final, they sound more like the verdict. That is where the pressure sits now. For a North American audience, that matters because this tournament was supposed to show what football looks like at continental scale in this region. In some ways, it did. Huge crowds, enormous attention, and a sense of event that only the World Cup can create. But if the most durable memory in some cities is that the experience felt overpriced, overmanaged, or politically awkward, then the hosts do not get to hide behind attendance numbers forever. For me, that's the real issue. That is why the trophy presentation optics matter more than they might seem. Several outlets focused on the awkwardness of that scene and the backlash around who occupied too much space in the winning image. On one level, that is social media talk. On another level, it goes straight to the identity of this World Cup. Was the final image about Spain, about football, and about the players who earned the moment? Or did the event keep drifting towards stage management, branding, and political theater, even at its most sacred point? That is why the image matters. So when you put all of this together, today's World Cup story is not simply Spain won and Argentina lost. It is that the day after the final exposed three different pressures at once. Argentina have to live with accountability and emotional emptiness. Spain have to live with becoming the benchmark. And the hosts have to live with the argument over what this tournament really felt like for the people inside it. That is the full picture. And that is where I'll leave it today. The next cycle has already started, even if nobody wants to admit it yet. Spain now carry the pressure of proving this was the start of something, not the peak of something. Argentina have to decide whether this ending becomes damage or motivation. And North America has to reckon with a brutally simple question. Did it stage a huge World Cup, or did it stage a great one? See you tomorrow. Tech Dante.